you're walking along down a neighborhood street, and you're feeling strong as city concrete. Your friend beside you in midsummer heat. We hope you reach no dead end by a cop that makes a fatal mistake, piercing your t-shirt and denim when clothes hit the ground like Big Michael Brown's. Hope to God you're not in them. When your neighbors gather and amass on the street with anger and outrage and sense of defeat, you unite with strangers you never would meet and move like a boat in a headwind. When protests turn to riots that burn and police move in plenum, when towns have gone like Ferguson, hope you're not living in them. When young Sean Bell is shot dead in the street, like Trayvon Martin, whose life's incomplete, and Jonathan Farrell and Azel Ford meet, the pavement their blood has reddened. I understand getting out of hand with blood pumping its venom. What can be done? Ask anyone. Maybe the answers are in them. Sun goes down on the edge of your street, and you slip work boots off weary feet. You take your evening restful seat. I hope you won't be threatened due to your skin or class that you're in. From St. Louis Arch to Glenelg, lands of peace require police to live like